I've known Eric Attegard and Jean-Benoit Levy for a number of years, and both are very engaged in the design community in different ways. But collectively, we have ideas about how design can do more. We're all interested in reaching into the community, but also reaching outside the community. And we see design as a kind of social vehicle that has an important role to play.
Hi there, I'm Chris Ritke, and this is Art of the Call, sponsored by EntryThingy at EntryThingy.com. Next by Design has put out a call for posters called Occupy, What's Next? In this episode, Jean-Benoit Levy, David Peters, and Eric Attegard fill us in on what it's all about. Here's Jean-Benoit.
I personally heard many times about the Occupy movement, but a friend of mine told me, okay, well, I am with Occupy, I think it's good what they're doing, but we're not really doing it ourselves. And I have the feeling that there is a big protest going on, but there is not much demand. It's not very clear what the people want. And I feel that it is the role of graphic designers to engage themselves and to help such a movement. So I thought, why don't we try to collect ideas to show our solidarity to this movement by organizing a poster competition where designers from all around the world could express themselves and give new vision, new ideas, new demands of how we could do the world better than it is now.
There was a period a few years ago when people talked about the end of print as though it might be the end of posters. But I think a poster is a format. It's kind of a traditional place from which provocations of ideas and language can combine. And I think my sense in this project is that we want to encourage a healthy ecology of ideas and use the possibilities of the internet and electronic media as a way of aggregating those ideas and sharing them as widely as possible.
Well, I think the designers are communicators, and it is their job. And I have the feeling the people that the people occupying are going to communicate their anger, their rage. But I think designer maybe could help them to think of articulating demands. So I'm trying to offer the possibility to designer to somehow, without getting in the street or without living under a tent, to express still from their, you know, from their point of view, from their studio behind their computer, how they could to study what's going on now and somehow to express with their best knowledge what are the vision, what could be done after. And that's why we called it Occupy, What's Next. Well, that's what we want. There have been many other websites and actions of beautiful posters, you know, collecting the protest. We are trying something a little bit harder, which is defining demands for this movement. And basically, this is what you do as a designer when you work for a real client. You know, you help him to articulate what he wants to express. So I think this was not existing, is not existing completely yet.
One can only speculate what satisfaction people get from participating in calls for entries. I think the aggregation has a certain power. I think to participate in the gathering up of ideas and the viewing of them as sets somehow leads not only to, you know, excellent examples, but it also somehow shows the incredible diversity of thinking and thinking styles and what's possible in visual languages.
You know, it's inspiring to see people out there doing anything. It is beautiful in a sense. It's a celebration of life, it's a celebration of civic life, of any form of community. And I think I'm trying to promote more and more people practicing graphic design, to think about things, but also to communicate with others. So basically it's an alternative to the sort of fragmented language that is coming into being with Twitter, Facebook, and all of these online tools, you know, that are only giving us this, you know, that are sort of like promoting expedient communications rather than thought through communications. When you spend, you know, between 2 and 10 hours, 20 hours doing a poster, it is loaded with intent, with meaning. There's a value there. There is an investment of yourself and of time. And I think that people who are privy, people who can see it, are getting a gift, you know. And I think that the fact that it comes from someone that you know, that it comes from someone close to you, symbolically or physically or through your network, is meaningful, is important.
You know, originally the idea was very naive. The idea was to say, how can I connect or combine or make a dialogue, develop a dialogue between the so-called 99 and the 1%, you know, do they, you know, and some people had an opinion that the 1% will never want anyway to discuss with the 99%. So I believe that this dialogue could happen on posters. And I could, in an ideal situation, imagine that a graphic designer would study the subject, look around, listen to different voices, and visualize either a solution or a vision or something that could encourage someone with the power to change something in his behavior, the way he behaves with his money, with, you know, his power.
So here we're challenging you know, people who are basically just designers to address it and to reflect on it and to express something on that concern that is thrown at them and that is basically saying to them, this thing, this condition, these circumstances are affecting your future. Basically, it's affecting your the way you'll be living your life and also that of your children and so on and so forth. So what do you think? What is your take? You're a designer. You're used to communications. Yes, you are used to designing communications, but people are not used. Designers are not used to writing the message, in a sense, you know, conceiving the message, conceiving the addressing the finding a solution. You know, designers are there to translate. They are catalysts at best, but they are typically interfaces between you know, solutions and the audience and how they're going to see the solution. So you see that that's very difficult to bring that out to people.
For example, I received an email from someone who was a person occupying and maybe, I don't know, maybe living on the street, and who went obviously in an internet cafe and felt on our call for posters and sent it me a poster idea explaining me a situation that she have experienced, and asking me if I could design that poster for her. And I thought that's really interesting. And that's what I call a non-professional. It's someone who cannot, who's not used to visualize things, but who has an idea, you know? So it could be words put after each other, you know? I believe that some great ideas are going to come from the street, from the people who really struggle, and from the bottom. So again, we want it to be open to everyone.
Well, there's a couple of ideas about how we're going to do that. One is we want to compile it into an iPad app that people can download. And I think as well, in the best case, we'll compile these in such a way as that individuals will be able to download them and actually print them or produce them independently. So we're working out some of the details of that. There's also an exhibition which we very much like to make happen. I believe there's a venue in Germany being worked through, and a couple of venues in the United States that we want. There's something very satisfying in the end about posters being physically or occupying physical space. So we'll pursue those opportunities as well.
The poster have changed with the time. The street posters used to be hanged everywhere in the streets. Let's remember the protest, the famous protest posters in May 1968 in France, where the wall were covered with slogans, ideas, images. They were like a very loud voice of the people, and that's what we were trying to do. But since 30 years, since 1968, for example, posters have changed, and now posters are entering the web, the net. Posters are appearing on your smartphones, on your pads. So posters are not only in streets, and that's those kind of posters that we are calling. It's you could call them street posters, but the street now is also in the net. So those images have to be strong, easily to understand, and of course have to follow basic rules of quick communication. And therefore we decided to filter those images, those images, those posters through a jury. So I looked around and looked in different part of the world in my community, graphic community, and knew kind of very quickly where to ask. I found different graphic designers that were known for their political engagement, and build a pool with them. So I have a designer from Tel Aviv who is a great fighter for the peace between Israelian and Palestinian. I have another one in France who's placing regularly his posters outside during demonstrations and so. I have a designer from Los Angeles, from Germany, from Iran, and from North America, from Minneapolis. So I tried to combine all those voices and we hope that they're going to, you know, use their knowledge in graphic design, in visualization, to kind of clear out and find the best poster. But on the other hand, we're also trying to do a public selection, so to have non-professional again voting online for posters and to see what's going to happen. So we started with a website that slowly evolved into sort of a blog where we're showing the entries as they come. We have used our personal relation. We have a lot of connection in the visual community throughout the world, and also in education systems. You know, many art schools are hopefully working on the subject. But we also trying to use the social media such as Facebook to show some posters or other, you know, to use social media as Facebook to enhance the discussion and show what's going on around the theme around the world, and trying to open certain discussions on another level on LinkedIn. So it's basically it's a sort of a bottle in the on the web, you know, bottle on the water, bottle on the web. You throw a call and you see what's happening. Imagine a project like that 15 years ago. You would have done that completely differently. You would have done a flyer, printed flyer, send it all over. It would have taken much more time. And then you will have wait until your deadline, and then you will have received a certain amount of answers, of entries. With the social media, which is what's going on right now, you can see right away what's happening. You can see within a few days, do you have any answers after 2 weeks, or is everything silent? You can feel by looking at your stats what's happening. Are people talking about your project? Are they not talking about your project? Why they are not talking about your project? When are they talking about your project? When the answer starts to move around? And that's very interesting to observe and to try to manage. If you look at our blog, you will see what's came in. It's not a lot. so far. So I was personally expecting to receive much more things, and our actions was also to sort of a help. When we started the action in January, many people were thinking Occupy is a dead movement, and by within a few months we discovered that Occupy is actually preparing something very strong for the month of May. So during the development of this, and the development also of us articulating our call, we discovered that something is developing. So we might be at the right moment with ideas and vision that we're looking for, you know, so that this movement doesn't become only a protesting movement, but that people are basically proposing very clear requests.
There's the fact that what we're doing, the matter that we're working with, which is basically problems, societal problems that are not being resolved, that is difficult. The questions themselves are very difficult to address, and normally, you know, this would be addressed by civil servants, by politicians, by social workers, and on. But it's not addressed, at least in America these days.
I'd like to think that these ideas, when they're brought together into the set of 99, can open up the eyes of some people, get spread around in a virally kind of way, and encourage people to try harder, take another look at what their situation is, and see what can be done with it. Design is, more than it ever has been before, something that we all participate in every day. We're all designers. And this competition can help focus some of those ideas around what doing design means and how the future might be different as a result of it.
This was Art of the Call, sponsored by Entry Thingy at EntryThingy.com. Entry Thingy is the better digital call for entries, management, and jury system. I'm Chris Ridke. Music by Spectromystics, Habituational Patterns Appear.